In some cities in Central America, there's a problem that residents of Chicago, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities know all too well. That's the challenge posed by urban gangs. Gangs in Central America, like their North American counterparts, are violent and involved with the drug trade and organized crime. Some countries in the region have adopted an iron fist approach to gangs, complete with crackdowns and harsh prison sentences. And then there's Nicaragua. From Managua, reporter Mary Stuckey tells us about a different strategy.
Young men loiter on a street corner in the middle of the day, their eyes glassy. Many hold glue-soaked rags to their noses and breathe in the fumes. Two women join the young men. The women are psychologists. They're well-dressed and they look a little out of place. Still, they get a warm welcome.
¿Qué estás haciendo? ¡Qué barbaridad! ¿Cómo estás?
What's happening? How are things? The psychologists ask. Things are okay. Calm, the young men tell them. But it didn't used to be that way, says former gang member Wilmer Francisco Castro Morales. I had some bad experiences, he said. Once I was slashed with a machete. I was also shot and beaten with a pipe. I was put in jail. Some of the men lift their shirts, revealing bullet wounds and knife scars. Wilmer Jose Tellez talks about how he used to defend his turf against rival gangs.
We used to be mortal enemies of a gang called the Power Rangers. But now they come here and we go there. We're friends.
In Nicaragua, entire neighborhoods used to be gang war zones. Now they are quiet. Many experts say that's due in part to Nicaragua's focus on prevention and rehabilitation. Other countries, such as Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, have zero-tolerance policies, called mano duro, or iron fist. Authorities round up gang members on the street and throw them in jail. Athanasios Tristulas studies gangs at ITAM, a university in Mexico City. He thinks Nicaragua's method for dealing with rank-and-file gang members is more effective than mano duro.
Mano duro against narcotraficantes. I'm all for it. Put them in jail. But these kids, they need help. They come from broken families, and they join the gangs because it gives them a sense of belonging. I don't think the solution is putting them in jail, and I think the Nicaraguan option is the right option.
Psychologist Maria del Pinar Espinosa works for a group called the Center for the Prevention of Violence. She and her colleagues visit gang members in their homes, giving them counseling.
We try to show them their hidden anger, their frustrations, their traumas, so we can start communicating with them, telling them no matter what their background is, even if they're poor, they're valuable.
Nicaragua's approach also involves retraining the police to help gang members as opposed to just arresting them. Police say in 1 year they found jobs for 100 ex-gang members. Aymin Gordian recently retired as head of the juvenile department of the National Police. He maintains there were 62 gangs in Nicaragua in 2003. Now there are 16.
Y todos nos han preguntado por qué. ¿Por qué ha pasado esto?
Sometimes we're questioned why, being one of the poorest countries in the region, a country that's experienced war, why we have so few gangs. The reason is precisely because we've placed our bets on prevention, and that's why we've diminished the level of violence.
Still, reliable figures on gangs in Nicaragua are hard to come by, and some suggest the police could be altering their figures to reflect well on their programs. One former gang member, who gave only his first name, Raul, says the police still harass them sometimes.
Algunos otros policías siempre son bandidos.
He says some police still act like bandits themselves, like if they see a guy in sloppy clothes, they beat him. He says some things have improved definitely, but not everything. And all the ingredients for gangs remain: drugs, violence, and poverty. Miguel Angel Lopez Gonzalez says without the psychologists, he couldn't have left the gang.
The psychologists have supported us, talking to us about drugs and family violence. We don't want our kids to do what we did. That's why we change.
The World Bank and the U.S. government have apparently taken notice. Both provide some funding for Nicaragua's anti-gang programs, and a report on gangs from the U.S. Agency for International Development concludes that Nicaragua's emphasis on prevention and rehabilitation could serve as a model for other countries in the region. For The World, I'm Mary Stuckey, Managua, Nicaragua.